Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at a couple of feasts that I'd like to share with you this week, in terms of the special memorials that Israel were to keep before the Lord. And we want to see application and significance for our life today. What does it represent? And so we were looking at the Feast of Unleavened Bread with the commands that were given to Moses found in Exodus, the 12th chapter. And in chapter 12, verse 29, the word tells us, "It came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on the throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle." That's why God instituted the Passover. The blood was to be applied to the door lintels, and everyone who obeyed in obedience to the word of the Lord, they were spared. And so we see that everyone, all the Egyptians experience this on a personal level. And in verse 38, we see that there was also a mixed multitude going with the children of Israel. Let's begin. I want to start reading at verse 37. "And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and the flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals." So we see the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt and the journey to Sinai. And we see there was a mixed multitude which went up also with them. And the scholar Schofield says that mixed multitude is similar to the unconverted church members in our present age. And just as we read the scriptures, we see that the mixed multitude was a source of problems and discontent and stirring up of strife in ancient Israel as they were in the wilderness. So we see today there is a mixed multitude, if you will, in our midst, in the Church of Jesus Christ, that is a source of weakness and division then as now. Beloved, there are many of that mixed multitude type that are working day and night. And it is either purposive or done ignorantly, but they are robbing the people of God of the power of His Word. That unleavened bread represents the bread of heaven, the living Lord Jesus Christ, as well as the bread of Scriptures that He has given to us. And these are not just those of an Antichrist spirit, nor the atheists in the world, but multitudes of them are church pastors, seminary teachers, doctors of divinity, PhDs. They teach a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They're not lazy, they're not stingy, they're not asleep, but they're active in the ranks of the church world. The unfortunate thing, they may sound good, but they have not been able to grasp or take a hold of or experience the power of God's Holy Spirit in His fullness. So what they do is teach church ordinances. They have programs. They rely on the abilities of and the natural thinking processes of man to bring a gospel, but not the gospel of the kingdom. In Exodus 24:15, God states, "Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread." And beloved, that unleavened bread represents not only the Lord Jesus, but the Word of God. And brother and sister, if the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about denominations, I'm talking about those who have a personal relationship with Jesus. You know, I read an article recently about it was so well written, about the wheat terrorizing the tares, because there are wheat and tares in the church. And in fact, you remember that parable where the master commanded, when the laborers came back and said, "Lord, you sowed good wheat. Why, they're weeds, they're tares growing up. Shall we pull them up?" And he said, "No, wait until the harvest, because only God knows. We can't always discern or judge." Yes, he's given discernment, but he did tell us, "By their fruit shall you know them." And so when we will, with sincerity of heart and earnestness of and passion of soul and spirit, desire the Lord, we will see the beauty of his word. But there are many that are just, they have a form of godliness, beloved. They deny God's power. They are, it's more of a social club. There's not the reliance and dependence upon the Spirit of God. That's how the early church grew. They didn't have programs. They didn't have the multitude of things we have today. They didn't even have the written word of God outside of the Torah. The New Testament had yet to be written, but they had the power of the Holy Spirit. And as they preached the word of God, signs followed. When we take the whole word of God, that which is holy, pure, and undefiled, and we appropriate all the promises of God and all the benefits God has provided for his children, then the people of God will see God move in their behalf, and they shall be, as the scriptures say, more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God told ancient Israel to keep this feast of unleavened bread. He said to Moses concerning his promises regarding the conquest of the land. And in Exodus 23, verses 20 through 22, the Lord says, "Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." Verse 21 says, "Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries." And in the 15th chapter of Exodus, Moses and the children of Israel sang a song. I won't read all of it, but it is a song of the redeemed. The word tells us, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. Thou in thy mercy hath led forth the people whom thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." Hallelujah. "Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of their inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign," verse 18, "forever and ever." Praise God. Do you hear what the Lord is what told them and what he's saying to us? In Joshua, chapter 23, verse 10, the word states, "One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is who fighteth for you, as he hath promised you." Beloved, the Church of the Living Christ is today up against strong demonic strongholds, principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, who are doing everything they can to bring forth deception and lies, demonic powers of hell being released upon the face of the earth, such as we have never seen. And beloved, it must take the power of God to stand up as a testimony before the entirety of God's word is going to be, before it is fulfilled. God is stirring his people. There will yet be a last great harvest. And if we desire to be a part of it, we have to learn to love the word of God as never before. in verse 11 of Joshua 23, it says, "Take heed, take good heed therefore unto yourselves that ye love the Lord your God." And in Psalm 34, 7 and 8, David said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about those who fear him and delivereth them." Praise God. Verse 8, "Oh, taste and see." Taste and see, experience for yourself, beloved. See that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusteth in him. And to the prophet Zephaniah, God said to Israel and to all of us that he would undo all that afflicted them, and that he would save her that is lame and gather her that was driven out. Beloved, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today is part, a spiritual part of that promise. God is bringing out his people. They are seeing the Son of Righteousness arising upon them with healing in his wings. In the darkness of defeat, in the sadness of sorrow, he is bringing forth a people who will be strong. The people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hear the word of the Lord in Leviticus, the 26th chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 4. Here the Lord commands, "You shall make no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then will I give you rain in due seasons, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." Praise God. He is promising that if the God's people would have no idols, that nothing could stand before them. They would prosper in the things of God, and that same is true today. In verse 2, the children of God were to have reverence for the appointments of God, and the conditions of God's blessings were then and still are relevant for us today. To walk in his statutes and keep his commandments, we have a new covenant today, and we're to keep and believe and appropriate all the provisions of that new covenant. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by. We're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to write, and if you have prayer needs, know that I will personally pray for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray that you can be with me tomorrow as we continue on in this message about the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Hallelujah. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.